Good afternoon. The disturbance that brought a round of snow, sleet, and some freezing rain early this morning continues to slide off to the east today. In its wake, cloudy skies and chilly temperatures, but readings are still climbing well above freezing and in most cases will top out in the upper 30s and lower 40s. We still run the risk of a few scattered rain showers, otherwise areas of drizzle and maybe a little bit of freezing drizzle across the highest terrain. A new area of energy is diving through the Midwest and Great Lakes. This will generate another area of weak low pressure that'll arrive later today with another round of precipitation, this time though mostly in the form of rain through the evening commute and into the nighttime hours. It'll rain overnight as temperatures stay in the 30s. As we get into the early morning hours on Wednesday, colder air will sweep in behind this system from the west. What's left of the precipitation will transition back to snow, and we could have a little accumulation for the morning drive on Wednesday in the valley locations, with a few inches possible across the higher terrain as temperatures slide back toward freezing. The rest of Wednesday will feature scattered snow showers and a gusty northwest wind with temperatures hovering right around freezing. Drier air will also build in on Wednesday afternoon and especially Wednesday night, but much colder air as well on Thursday and Friday. With a few scattered snow showers, skies will be mostly cloudy and it will be very windy on Thursday afternoon with highs staying in the 20s. Only in the teens for afternoon highs on Friday with a gusty northwest breeze. High pressure will also build in, keeping it dry for the beginning of the weekend. On Saturday, we can expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 20s. A wave of low pressure in the Tennessee Valley will slide toward the mid-Atlantic coast on Saturday night and Sunday. Right now, it looks like this system may bring some light snow on its northern fringe to the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. We'll keep track of the exact path of this system. Either way, it looks like Sunday into Monday will remain cold with highs in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as another round of energy dives through the Midwest, low pressure is expected to deepen as it moves toward the coast. This second storm will usher in much colder air, resulting in rain changing back to snow, with moderate to heavy snow accumulations likely from the central to northern Appalachians, as well as downwind of the upper Great Lakes. The heaviest accumulations are likely in excess of 8 inches along the Canadian border. Winter weather advisories and winter storm watches are in effect. On the west coast, the next round of precipitation is arriving right now as deep low pressure moves across the eastern Pacific Ocean. Locally heavy rainfall is likely in the lower elevations of northern California and the Pacific Northwest, with localized flash flooding possible, especially along favored upslope regions of northern California. Accumulating snow is possible in the highest terrain, particularly from the Cascades to the Sierra Nevada and eastward into parts of the northern Rockies. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers mid-40s, Boston cloudy with snow changing to rain and ending in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 15, the record high 60 set in 2008, and the record low 18 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning at 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening 4:39 p.m., 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with areas of drizzle and freezing drizzle this afternoon, with steady rain moving back in toward evening, temperatures holding in the 30s. Rain changing back to snow tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few scattered rain showers this afternoon, steadier rain moving back in toward sunset with temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More rain tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain moving back in late this afternoon and temperatures holding in the 30s. More rain tonight, changing back to snow overnight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics in southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers left over this afternoon and temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Steadier rain tonight going back to snow overnight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with some fog and drizzle this afternoon, perhaps a scattered rain shower, then steadier rain moving back in towards sunset with temperatures near 40. More rain tonight, perhaps changing to snow by sunrise with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any rain or snow changing to all snow, then ending early, scattered snow showers and windy in the afternoon, mid-30s for highs. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold Thursday, a few snow showers in the mid-20s. Breezy and cold Friday, partly sunny in the teens. Mostly sunny, lower 20s on Saturday. A chance of snow toward New York City on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 20s. And a mix of sun and clouds, mid-20s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.